In Yorktown.
WHUD, good morning. The time, 8:46.
Mike and Casey and The Biggest Loser is back tonight on the USA Network. And host Bob Harper is back with Mike and Casey after a four-year absence.
Oh, my God. 4 years. I mean, a lot has happened in 4 years for me. Let's see. What happened? In 4 years' time since I last talked to you, I had a heart attack and died in the gym. I've started a whole new reboot of The Biggest Loser. You know, just a couple of, you know, life-changing things for me.
I knew you had the heart attack. I didn't realize it was that serious. Huh? They brought you back to life?
I had a widowmaker. I mean, it was as serious as you can get. 5% success rate on that type of heart attack. If it wasn't for the fact that I was in a gym with an actual doctor in the house, I would not be here talking to you right now.
And Bob, you're so physically fit. Explain to us how that can happen.
Yeah, you know, I used to think before my heart attack that I had an idea of what a person at risk of a heart attack looked like. You know, someone that was overweight, smoked, drank, you know, lived a very unhealthy lifestyle. And what I've learned is that we are all at risk, and how important it is for you to have a relationship with your healthcare providers that you know your health from the inside out. I had genetic issues that I was not aware of. And I feel like me going through this has really opened the eyes of a lot of people around the country to go into their doctors and find out really what's going on with them.
Well, I had my heart attack 10 years ago, and my family convinced me to talk about it on the radio, which I have done, and really directly helped some people to go get checked out. Have you found the same thing? Because it's very rewarding to hear people respond to your story.
Absolutely. I have been working now for the past couple of years with AstraZeneca, and they have me doing a tour around the country talking to fellow heart attack survivors. It's called Survivors Have Heart. It's exactly what you're talking about. It's bringing so much awareness. It's having other heart attack survivors and their caretakers that have been there for them during, which is, you know, could be arguably the toughest time of their lives. And you get so much hope and inspiration out of it. It's something that I'm super, super proud of.
So how did it change you, this whole experience?
Well, this has changed everything about the way that I approach my life now. You know, I've been given a second chance, literally. I'm so excited that I get to work with this reboot of The Biggest Loser because I get to help people in this way. I get to do Survivors Have Heart because it helps people in a completely different way. You know, it's like when you know what you're supposed to be doing with your life and you are given these kind of opportunities, I take them very seriously. I'm very proud of the things that I've been able to accomplish. I learn how to enjoy the littlest things in life on a daily basis.
If you're like me, I don't know, since my heart attack, I am very impatient, though. If I'm on a line, I think to myself, I can't be on a line. I almost died. How can I be on a line?
I think of it differently. I'm like, you know, I'm so thankful to be in that line. You know, it's like I'm here. As we all know with, you know, the tragedies that have happened in life all the time, you know, life can be gone in an instant. And that's why it's like, you know, don't sweat the small things. Okay, I'm standing in a line. Who cares? You know, it's like I'm still here. And that to me is kind of like the way that I approach it, which, you know, it sounds like I'm Mother Teresa. I'm not, but like, you know, I'm just doing the best that I can, and I'm picking and choosing my battles, I guess.
That's right, Bob. I'm Mother Teresa. Now, about this TV show, tell us about what's going on this season.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this whole reboot that's on USA Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. I mean, the show is bigger, better than ever, but I say bigger in the most organic way, because what we're really trying to do is drive the stories of our contestants. We're really showing their stories, and hopefully it will really inspire the viewers. You know, losing weight is the easy part. It's keeping it off that is the hard part, and you've got to change everything about your life to be able to set yourself up for success.
There you go, setting yourself up for success. And by the way, his approach to being online is a much better one than mine.
Yeah, but I think you had that approach before you had the heart attack.
Maybe that's why I had the heart attack. We're Mike and Casey. Look for Bob Harper tonight, USA Network, for The Biggest Loser reboot. Love our music.